When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Quick take, let's get it. There's a reunion in Big D brewing. According to ESPN sources, Ezekiel Elliott expected to sign a one-year deal with the boys. Zeke spent the first 7 years of his career in Dallas and twice led the league in rushing during his tenure. Stephen A., what do you think of Big Zeke coming back?
I'm so touched, Shannon. I mean, it touches my heart. You know, I'm happy for Ezekiel Elliott because I know he wants to be. I know he wants to be back in Dallas. He didn't want to leave there to begin with. We know what that is, okay? So it's good to see him back. But it ain't gonna make much of a difference. They didn't win a title when he was there, and they ain't gonna win one now. So it's all right with me.
Molly, I think you, Stephen A., you know what I'm talking about. What I'm about to say.
Okay.
We've all had that one ex we've allowed to spin the block. Yeah. They allowed Zeke to spin the block. He went to New England for a year. Come
but
on back.
Shannon,
block. Never heard of you
Shannon,
that way.
They always come back.
I think he'll help in short yardage and goal line, goal-to-goal situations. Mm-hmm. Those third and ones, those fourth and ones that the Cowboys weren't able to pick up last year, I think he'll definitely help in that area. But he's not going to be. Nobody's expecting him to be the Zeke that led the league in rushing.
We're happy for him.
Yes, yes.
But it's not like it's a game-changing move.
Yeah. It's not moving the needle, no.
How about that?
Stephen A., you're not touched or moved. I get it. All right, we'll keep it rolling, guys. Back to the association. Anthony Edwards, you were touched and moved by that performance. Carl Anthony Towns, late-game heroics, led the team Wolves to a first-round sweep of KD and the Suns. First sweep in franchise history. Edwards scored 31 of his 40 in the second half, including a highlight reel. There it was, one-handed jam late in the fourth. As for KD, Devin Booker and the Suns, it's never fun when the brooms come out.
Hopefully everybody's feeling the same type of hurt. And, you know, it has to be fixed. I have to be better. Kevin has to be better. Brad has to be better. Coach has to be better. If we're the leaders of the team, we can't be out there unprepared.
Yeah, we could be better in all areas. It's hard to pinpoint just one thing right now. I mean, when you reflect back on the season, I think that, like I've been saying, we just were inconsistent with our play and the style of play that we wanted. But that's as far as I'll go. I think guys will dig deep this summer, work on what they need to work on individually.
No worse professional feeling in the world than getting swept in the NBA playoffs. I've never been a part of it. I feel pretty low right now. I want to speak to our fans directly and say, you know, I share your passion. I'm as disappointed as y'all are. But, you know, we got beat by a better team.
We got beat by a better team. Okay, Stephen A., let's break this down. How damaging is this sweep to KD's legacy and this Suns' Big Three squad?
I think it's devastating. I really, really do. I mean, I think that when you look at Kevin Durant, he's one of the greatest players in the world. And we barely talk about him in a positive standpoint. We recognize the fact that he's a great, great player and a great scorer and a two-time champion and a two-time NBA Finals MVP. And we get that. And a really good dude, by the way. The flip side to it, however, is that when we talk about Jokic even, when we talk about LeBron, when we talk about Steph Curry, who Kevin Durant helped to two of the four titles that he has, all right? We just don't talk about Kevin Durant in the same light. And the bottom line is, Shannon, it's not because of basketball. It's because of his decisions. You know, when you are in Oklahoma City and you're up 3-1 and you lose that lead and you ultimately lose that series to the Golden State Warriors only to turn around and join them a month later, okay, that's a blemish. We were told that it was about Russell Westbrook, but then later on we learned it was about Sam Presti and how you didn't necessarily particularly like getting along with him. Then you're in Golden State and you're winning championships, and somehow, some way, people were saying you were never happy. Then you decide to depart from the great Steph Curry to join Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on in Brooklyn that ends up through no fault of KD's, but it ends up being an absolute disaster where you only got out of the first round one time. And so you look at it from that standpoint. Then you go to Phoenix. And when you go to Phoenix, okay, you've lost your last six playoff games. You're 6-9 overall in playoff games. People are looking at the Phoenix Suns and saying, y'all wouldn't have gotten to the second round last year if Kawhi Leonard hadn't gotten hurt, because he had dropped 38 on y'all in the game two, and the next thing you know, he couldn't play the rest of the series.
Yep.
So they looked at it from that standpoint, okay? And so then you hear this year, he's not happy with how he's being used. You got a head coach in Frank Vogel, who the Phoenix Suns, clearly, that was not their first choice. They wanted Ty Lue, Shannon. Mm-hmm. It's just that they couldn't get Ty Lue because the Clippers weren't going to let him get away. So they ended up settling on Frank Vogel. That hasn't worked out. You got Bradley Beal. We know that hasn't worked out. He came from the Washington Wizards and ended up looking like a Washington Wizard when it counted most, which was in the playoffs. So that doesn't that didn't bode well for you. We're looking at a guy in CP3 that was your floor general and your point guard, which is something you clearly needed, but y'all felt y'all didn't need it. So y'all used Bradley Beal to replace him. DeAndre Ayton was a headache. He was a problem. You used that. And you replace him with Nurkic. Monty Williams wasn't the right guy for Ishbia, who paid a whole bunch of money for them and is about to pay about $260 million because he's touching the second apron of that luxury tax threshold.
Repeat.
So you got all of that going on, right? And you don't have Monty Williams. You didn't get Ty Lue. You got Frank Vogel. The Phoenix Suns right now are a mess. And they just got embarrassed. And there's no way that you can bring this back. It ain't circling that block.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to go in a different direction, okay? Which means the likelihood is that you're going to have to move Kevin Durant in order to acquire the assets you need to move forward.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, last point. From what I'm being told, I don't know if it'll ever happen. Devin Booker wants to be in New York. That's what I'm being told. Now, he might deny it. I haven't spoken to him.
Right.
I'm just telling you, the scuttlebutt in the NBA circles is that brother want to be in New York.
He want to be in New York.
Okay. So if you're Phoenix, you got at least two people, probably three, who all getting paid about $150 million combined, mm-hmm. don't want to be there.
I think the thing is, Stephen A., all the greats have been swept. Magic got swept numerous times. Shaq, LeBron, Kareem. Jordan.
Best of three, never best of seven, but go ahead.
Here's the thing. Magic got swept in the final, NBA Finals.
No, I said Jordan.
Oh, okay. Jordan. But he got swept.
Yes.
So back then, because, you and I old enough to remember, they used to play best two out of three. They played
best three out of five, yep.
No, in the first round was two out of three. Yep. Second round was three out of five. You only got the seven, best of seven, in the finals, conference finals, and the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And your guy got swept back to back.
He got swept back to back.
Back to back,
3-0 to Larry Bird, Boston. Yeah. Larry Bird, McHale, Parrish, Dennis Johnson, and those boys.
Molly.
That's who swept
them. Molly.
Okay, yes. In his first 2 years in the league.
Is it my turn?
Go ahead.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
If Kevin Durant were to win,
right,
we're never going to forget that he got swept.
Right.
But if he doesn't win another title, this is what they're going to remember. Because Magic got swept, and he came back and he won three more titles, people don't really remember or don't think about it in that aspect. You say he went to Golden State because he wasn't happy in OKC and he left. The thing I tell people about happiness is not something that you find. Happiness is something you create. If Kevin Durant can create a self-happiness, what is it that he's seeking? He's been regarded as one of the great players in NBA history. He's been regarded as, for the longest time, as the first or second best. Most people would refer to LeBron, but there was a time that there was an argument could be made that he was the best player in the NBA.
Yes, I used to make him.
He wanted a title. He went and got titles, but he wasn't happy because he was Johnny Gill in New Edition. Mm. You see, the difference was Johnny Gill,
Tito with the Jackson 5.
No, but see, Tito was the original family member. No, Johnny Gill, he wasn't born in Roxbury, Boston.
That's fair.
So that, and even though he could out-sing them all, Bobby, Ronnie, Ricky, and Mike, Johnny Gill could out-sing them all.
That's right.
You didn't grow up with us. So he was never going to be fully embraced like those original cast members, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry. Okay. That whatever the case may be, he wanted to leave. Hey, that's my right. It is his right. He was a free agent. He fulfilled his obligation. He went to Brooklyn. He didn't want to go to the Knicks. He said he didn't want to go to the Knicks. He went to Brooklyn. For whatever reason, it didn't work out there. For whatever reason, I don't know, Stephen. Maybe you know, you can speak to that. Yeah. He wanted to go to Phoenix. They did him a solid when they could have traded him anywhere to someone that gave him more assets. They put him where he wanted to be. He said he wanted to be with CP3, and he wanted to be with Book. Now where? What is it now? What is it now? You leave OKC to go to Golden State. You leave Golden State to go to Brooklyn. You leave Brooklyn to go to Phoenix. What's the next move?
Only thing that could be answered, listen. There's no team that wouldn't want Kevin Durant.
For sure.
As far as I'm concerned, if I'm the Lakers and I get my hands on Kevin Durant to join LeBron and AD,
I'd
do a heartbeat. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I don't even want to think about that.
It'd be over.
No question, okay? I got that part, okay? But the bottom line is this. When you talk about Kevin Durant, you certainly never talk about his character. There's nothing to impugn there. There's nothing to impugn about his game either, because the brother's game is pure. You do have a slight concern. You perpetually don't seem happy.
Yes.
And as a result, dare I say that might impede one's ability to lead? And as a result, you end up getting results like this. Because let me tell you something, and this is just me. It's just a thought that I had, just thinking about the subject you brought up, Shannon, because nobody has brought this up. Because we talk about there's different ways to lead and stuff like that. You know, you might get in somebody's face. I might get in somebody's face. Somebody else might not do that.
Right.
He said, we got all of that, right? But you want me to tell you where everybody becomes like you describe yourself, or how I would describe myself, or how a Jordan would describe? You want me to tell you when everybody gets like that? When somebody is threatening your happiness.
Right, for sure.
Because it's like, wait a minute, I'm in a good spot here. Mm-hmm. You will not mess this up.
Right.
Right? But if you are perpetually someplace where you could take it or leave it,
yeah.
Where you just dare to do the job.
Yeah.
Where you go, I'm a play ball, I'm going to do my thing, but then after that, I'm going to bounce, right? Because
yeah.
It really don't matter. I'm just here to do my job, and I want to go home. When that's your attitude, then you're not going to extend yourself but so much to galvanize the troops and make sure you get max production out of everybody else because your happiness is not dependent on it.
Right.
Am I making sense?
You make perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just suspect it is all I'm trying to say.
But if Kevin Durant, and I think a lot of people are going to agree with me.
Okay.
If Kevin Durant were to leave Phoenix, people are going to say Kevin Durant keeps running from the grind. Because everywhere he's been, with the exception of Golden State, it was a grind.
Okay. Okay.
OKC was a grind because he was going to have to get over Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
He joined Golden State. That was smooth sailing. You win in 67, 68 games a season. Mm-hmm. You go to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. It starts to become, oh, it's another grind. Here come Boston, and you got Milwaukee. That's a grind.
Yeah.
In Phoenix, you got these young guns. You got OKC. You got Ant-Man. You got the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to start to look, if he were to leave, and it might not be, but I'm saying perception is a person's reality. And sometimes reality is not always
true. Last comment, Molly, Shannon.
Yeah.
This is what we have to acknowledge. It is incredibly sad that we have to have the kind of discussion that we're having about Kevin Durant, considering how great and how phenomenal this dude is. It's a damn shame that anybody in any basketball platform has to have this conversation. But it's a byproduct of him continuously finding himself in situations where people are looking at him and saying he is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't see. I'm telling you right now, there's numerous executives I've spoken to. The one thing they say religiously, the guy never seems happy. That's what they say. He never seems happy.
Got it all. He's made more money than even when he laid in his mom's house in her home in his bed. If somebody would have told him, Kevin Durant, you're gonna be worth $500 million, you're gonna be worth $750 million, and eventually you're gonna be a billionaire, he probably wouldn't have believed it.
Right.
You play a game, you're skilled beyond skill, of the greatest skill.
Special.
What?
Special.
Is it got to?
Yeah, that's his story. You know, money doesn't always buy happiness. Sometimes it just buys convenience. Coming up.
No crying on the yacht, Molly.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, The majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
There he is. Are you back from Detroit or where are you?
No, I came home Friday night from Detroit. Yeah, now I'm in Bristol.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You guys want to say hi? Or yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, listen, it's good. You did a great job. The NFL draft. Congratulations as always. Always doing great work. I knew you wasn't going to stay there too long, though, because, I mean, you know, everything can't be on the ESPN budget. And if something required you to come out of pocket, you damn sure wasn't going to stay there to do that. We do know that about Dan Lawrence.
I would have had to pay for my hotel Saturday night if I stayed. So I obviously
that's why you were home
to
Friday.
The house that I pay for.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I applaud that decision. I do.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dan, let's talk sports. I got a quick take for you. The NFL draft now complete, and now that you've had a day to digest it all, who do you have as the biggest winner of the draft?
I'm going to say Justin Herbert. I mean, this is a young man that has exponential physical talent, but they draft Joe Alt, who's a big offensive tackle from the University of Notre Dame, so you pair him with Rashawn Slater, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Los Angeles Chargers have a potentially dominant offensive line, and then they draft Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. Ladd McConkey, and here's the thing, he's going to an offense with Jim Harbaugh that knows how to situate formations and whatnot, and so he's one of those receivers that if you move him around and get him in the right situations, he's going to be a very good wide receiver, add some defensive talent, and I just think now Justin Herbert's going to have a very strong offensive line with a viable receiver in McConkey that I think could probably go for 80 catches his rookie year. Really good start for the Harbaugh era draft-wise and for Justin Herbert.
I love everything that you said, Dio. I love Joe Alt because now you put him at right tackle. You got on the other side?
Slater.
Rashawn Slater on the other side. So now he's protected. He's not going to be taking all the shots that he took last year. I like Ladd McConkey. Maybe he can be their Julian Edelman, their Wes Welker. Yep. Keeps the chain moving because they did lose Keenan Allen. So I like that. But they're going to have to step up defensively. Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Asante Samuel Jr., those guys have underachieved. There's no other way around it. You cannot have that level of talent on the defensive side of the football and give up the points and give up the yards that they give up consistently week in and week out. They're going to have to get better on that side of the football if they want to make some serious noise in the AFC this year.
All right, we'll keep it rolling, guys. How about the Falcons? They shocked all of us on draft night when they took Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. at number 8, despite giving Kirk Cousins a 4-year, $180 million deal this offseason. Penix, coming off a year in which he led his team to the national championship, was the 4th quarterback off the board. Here's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris on their pick.
I hate for it to be like the story of the draft. I know it will be. That's just how our world is based and is driven. But I can't say it gets annoying. I can't say it's annoying. No, because it's what people want to see is pique more interest. I feel like, you know, what's Kelsey's girlfriend name? I feel like her right now, just based off. I'm Taylor Swift right now, and Terry's Kelsey, I guess.
What's Kelsey's girlfriend's name? I never heard it phrased that way. Shay, did Atlanta make a mistake? What do you think, drafting Penix in the first round?
I'm surprised that they made this move. Now, you know, it's very similar to what the Green Bay Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. They gave him a lot of money, and then they signed Jordan Love. I'm surprised that they gave Cousins because, you know, hear people say, well, Shannon, you know, he's coming off an Achilles injury. Yeah, they knew that, and they still gave him $180 million with $100 million guaranteed and $50 million at time of signing.
Right.
So basically you're saying that we want to win now and in 2 years, because it doesn't make any sense if you do anything less than 2 years, that Michael Penix Jr. is going to take over and he's going to continue the winning streak that hopefully Kirk Cousins gets to start now in Atlanta. I was shocked by this because considering that they can't get to the quarterback, they don't pressure the quarterback, their defense is very, very hampered, I was surprised that they went quarterback. I probably would have went defense. D.O., I don't know what you're thinking, but I probably would have went defensively. But the simple fact, I do have Cousins. I have Bijan Robinson. I have Drake London. I have Kyle Pitts. So I think I'm set there because you're signing something that's not going to help you right now. And I would have gotten something that would have helped me right now. I understand long term, but, man, $180 million for a stopgap, that's a lot of money, D.O.
Okay, so the Falcons' defense is actually pretty darn good. Now, the pass rush, I agree, not elite, but they had, I think, the 11th-ranked defense in football last year, so a good unit. I'll start this by saying this. When the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins, did we think that they had a legitimate chance to win the NFC South, yes or no?
Yes.
The South, yes.
Okay. Do they still have a legitimate chance to win the NFC South after the draft?
Yes.
Okay. In rounds 2, 3, and 4... they went defensive tackle, edge rusher, defensive tackle. The draft does not end after round one. The second question, when they signed Kirk Cousins, do we think that they could beat the teams realistically? Do we think that they could have beaten San Francisco, a Detroit, the Los Angeles Rams, Green Bay, Philly? Did we think they were going to beat them?
No.
Do we think that if they added a player like, and I don't want to pretend like I know these positions inside out, Shannon, but like a Dallas Turner or a Lot 2, do we believe that that one player was going to be the difference between them beating those teams and getting to the Super Bowl this year? No. No, it wasn't. No. They're not a pass rusher away from being in that top 4, top 5 in the NFC. It might help them just a little bit right now, but they're not. And so where everyone has talked about, I understand the team building thing. My brain can conceptualize it, everybody. But we're talking about the Falcons like they were a pass rusher away from becoming the Super Bowl favorite. That is not, who they were. And that's not who they are.
Stephen A., before you go, well, if you're not a pass rusher away and you're not a quarterback away from beating Green Bay, beating San Francisco, beating these up Detroit, why the hell you pay $180 million for Kirk Cousins?
Because you had no chance. You had no chance to do it without him.
You still don't got a chance.
Yes, they do. They're going to be a good football team.
If they play Detroit, who you taking, Atlanta or Detroit?
Detroit, yes. But they have a chance, Shannon.
Of course they got a chance. It's football. But they did it without
Kirk Cousins.
Hold on. They were like a game and a half. With the inefficient quarterback play that they had last year, Dio.
7-10.
They were like only a game. Only a game or two games out of winning the South. So Kirk Cousins win you the South. So now you get Detroit, you get Green Bay, you get San Francisco. I don't believe they beat Dallas, a wild card team, or whomever wins that division. Mm-hmm. The other team's going to be a wild card. So I'm trying to figure out, you pay $180 million to say I won the South? Okay.
Well, first of all, let me say this. It's not $180 million. Because only $100 million is guaranteed.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with the $100 million.
$100 million.
Because we know this is the NFL.
Okay,
They're gonna find a way to make sure you don't get that other $80 million. They're gonna find a way to make sure you don't get that other $80 million, right?
Right.
So we got the $100 million. And essentially it's a 2-year deal. That's what everybody said. That's all the reports are saying. Essentially a 2-year deal. Here's how I look at Atlanta. In 5 of the last 6 years, you've won 7 games. 7-9 when it was a 16-game season, 7-10 over the last 3 years when it was been 17-game seasons, okay? You can't particularly get over the hump. You're in the South. Yeah, you go out there and you get Kirk Cousins. But in the same breath, at that particular moment in time that you did that, you didn't know that you were going to go after Penix Jr. You didn't know he would be there. You didn't know if you would, you might have learned a lot more in the aftermath of signing Kirk.
Yes.
So now here's the question. Knowing how important the quarterback position is, fellas, do you do what you can to shore up that for the future? Or do you like, listen, this is our need now. We got a need now basis, even though, like Dan said, we got a third, fourth, we got a second, third, fourth, fifth round pick, et cetera, et cetera. I would have gone, if I believe in this guy, don't get me wrong, Shannon, don't just draft no damn quarterback. But if I believe in this guy,
right,
and I believe this brother's got the skill set that I want, that I need, that I'm looking forward to, and I'm fascinated and I'm fantasizing about what this brother's going to be in 2 years. He's already about 24 years of age.
Yeah.
He's going to be about 26 when he's playing, et cetera. Yeah. If I see this, do I do that? Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles. Yeah. They say he's going to be healthy. But is he? All right. He's going to give him the ball. But do we really, really know? And then, oh, by the way, still only got one playoff victory in his career.
Yeah.
We saw it. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it was a third-round pick that was used on Russell Wilson years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm pointing to is the money that Seattle paid Matt Flynn. Once Russell Wilson comes up in there and shows that he's better, they're like, damn that money.
Right.
We're going to do it. And I'm saying, so now, is it worth it saying, look, if Penix Jr. shows us something that's even that facilitates him being in there even earlier, and this is what we lost because we've invested this money with Kirk Cousins?
So what?
If it means I got that quarterback that I want, so what?
So they got Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback, top 12 quarterback as far as production. If Michael Penix goes and plays somehow preseason, can't whatever you tell me, and they're like, wait, that guy's better than that guy within a year? That's a good problem. I understand, but then they're sitting there going, we have something that's better than a top 10 quarterback now? Here, Shannon, my next thing is this, okay? Kirk Cousins is how old, Stephen A.?
34, 35, probably.
Kirk Cousins, 36 years old. Okay, 36 years old. Guys are playing well into their mid-30s, late-30s. Everyone bringing up
that
Michael
Penix. That doesn't mean
Penix
they're playing well. See, but what you're doing is that you're taking outliers. You're taking Tom Brady. Who named the quarterbacks that's played extremely well as they've gotten late? Now, I understand with medicine, guys are doing a better job of taking care of themselves. The rule change, they don't take the punishment that they once did. But you make it seem like all these quarterbacks, just because they're 37, 38, 39, are playing well.
Well,
Rodgers
has.
He just finished saying that's an outlier.
Okay, Kirk Cousins is 36 and was playing MVP level football last year. Stafford's probably 37, lit it up last year. Flacco, we just watched Joe Flacco play last season, probably at 39 or 40 years old, tremendous.
Which one of those guys played well coming off an Achilles injury?
Shannon, I'm not disagreeing with you. My point is this, in regards to the Michael Penix, he's not going to play till he's 26. The likelihood is that, fingers crossed, if he is who you think he is, he's going to get 10-plus years of really good quarterback play because guys are playing later. I'm saying in support of Michael Penix is my point with that, Shannon. You know what I'm saying? My last thing is this. Hembo, you guys talked about it on the show last week, I believe, Stephen A. Shannon, I don't know if you've seen this. Hembo sent out that graph last week, right, of like the hit rate with first-round picks. Because, again, everyone's talking like if they took defensive end, it would be a hit. I'm not going to include the draft picks at defensive end last year because there's still unknowns. In the last five draft picks, guys who have been – or five drafts – the guys that have been at defensive end drafted in the first round, you got five hits and five misses. That's not a sure thing either. So taking defensive end isn't a sure thing at number eight.
No. Question. No. But when I look at the quarterback position, and I love what you do. You don't just take guys. You take transcendent guys. You took Aaron Rodgers. Guy got four MVPs. Yep. You take Tom Brady. You're like, okay, we see what them guys are doing. You're talking about guys that are transcendent. Kirk Cousins isn't transcendent. We're talking about a guy that got one playoff win. For all that, you talk about he played an MVP.
12 years.
You talk about playing at an MVP level and doing all this and all that. He got one playoff win. So, in other words, there's a possibility.
He's a good player, Shannon.
You can find good players anywhere. You don't normally have to pay $100 million for him, though. That's all I'm saying, D.O. That's all. If he's going to give me what Stafford gave the Rams, I ain't got no problem. So you just made me pay all that money. You mentioned Stafford. He not Stafford. Is he Brady?
No.
You mentioned Brady. Is he Rodgers?
Sometimes there's great players, and sometimes there's just good players.
This is okay. I mean, I wouldn't know because it doesn't happen to me. But it's all right sometimes to admit when you're stumped. You have nothing to say. You finished. You made your point. But Shannon came back, and you had nowhere to go from there. I know you agree with me, but I'm just saying.
No, you know what's happening? You and Shannon team up on me so much in season
that now you and I agree,
you're trying to figure out a way to get back with Shannon. That's what's happening.
What Stephen A. is saying, and I've been trying to say, we want someone to make a $50 million mistake on us, $100 million mistake on us. That's all. Just say, hey.
Actually, I'd like it to be more.
Okay, Stephen A. said he'd like it to be, well, 180. If somebody make a $200 million mistake, like, whoa. And then everybody having a discussion, right. And I don't know if Stephen A. worth $300
million. All right, you know what we're going to do, gentlemen? We're going to remember this. We're going to have the tape, and we're going to revisit this, about week eight. Right. We'll give it a few weeks.
We should do that about the Jordan Love pick from a couple years ago, Molly.
Yeah.
You know what? Really? We should.
But you know, Dio, that was extreme circumstances.
Give you your props on that.
If Aaron Rodgers wasn't being such a jerk and such a butt, he would have still been in Green Bay, and you know that.
All right, let's go to break.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to First Take, presented by ESPN Bet.
The Lakers staved off elimination Saturday by beating the Nuggets 119-108. Unsurprisingly, LeBron James led the way, 30 points, 14 of which came in the fourth. Now they'll have to do it again tonight, Game 5 on the road. However, L.A. might have caught a break with Jamal Murray's playing status in jeopardy. He's listed as questionable with a calf strain. Shannon, did winning Game 4 save your boy LeBron James in the GOAT conversation?
Man. Stephen A.
What?
Why you do this?
Why you do this?
He's there.
Why you do this?
He's there.
He's there what?
He's the goal.
Stop it. Stop that nonsense.
He can't hurt it.
Stop that nonsense.
He can't hurt it.
Stop that nonsense, man. If you had gotten swept twice in a row.
Your guy did it.
In his first 3 years in the league, stop it, okay?
It's a three-game sweep.
Yes, he's never been swept in a seven-game series. You know that, right? It's never happened. But that's the point. The point is, Shannon, you can't sit up. Listen, I understand. Listen. I love having you on the show. I'm proud to have you as my boy. You know, I love you, bro. But damn it, you and I. Don't think for 1 second. I don't give a... By the way, congrats with the number one podcast in America, baby.
I'm very, very proud of you.
But I don't give a damn. You ain't convincing me. You understand? I don't get that. It will never... And I know. See, listen. It's beautiful to have you as part of the ESPN family. It's very beautiful to have you as part of First Take. But I know what you were plotting when you came here. I know when once you agreed to come on First Take, you sat up there, you reached out to that man, and you talked to the peeps out there, and you said, I'm going to convince that damn Stephen A. to who the real GOAT is. It's going to be, no, it will never, ever, ever happen.
He comes back from 03.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think it will. First of all, he come back from 03 against Denver.
Yeah.
And wins the Western Conference and wins this series.
Oh, so you got to do all that.
No. He wins this series. Yeah. He come back and win this series. I might have to stand down.
That's
but I'm that sure that ain't going to happen.
I put calling.
Now, listen, let me tell you something right now. I would be ecstatic if the Lakers came back in this series. No doubt about it. I ain't rooting against them. But am I a believer? Hell no. I think they're going to get smoked tonight.
We're winning by at least 10 tonight.
You don't sound that convincing. You don't sound that convincing. Look at your eyes. Look at your eyes right there. See, I know. I know you. I've gotten to know you. And I understand. The confidence is not there.
You know how convinced I am?
Wow.
I run it back. I make it double or nothing. You owe me the dinner. I run it back double or nothing.
What you running back?
Run it back. You owe me dinner.
I don't. Okay.
So what instead of a $3,200 steak, I get a $6,400 steak.
Yeah, and you gonna do that to me too.
Yeah.
But here's the point, man. Here's the question. What are we betting right now? You telling me they're gonna win tonight or they're gonna win the series?
They're gonna win tonight. Tonight. You say they get smoked tonight.
Let's roll it. Let's
roll
it.
Oh, I thought it was coming. You see, I did it. You see, I walked into that trap.
You walked into that trap. Let's do it. I don't know if there's a $6,000 stake that exists, but damn it, I'll take my chances. I would be happy, but I can't see it, Shannon.
I see
can't see it. They're going to Denver tonight. Well, Jamal Murray. See, Jamal Murray. You might have a chance of Jamal Murray tonight. Well, I'm still taking the bet, but you might have a chance if Jamal Murray don't play.
You know what I'm saying? I'm nearsighted. I see that. We got him. We got him. Oh, Laker Nation, we got him. Stand up.
Oh, my Lord.
As a matter of fact,
oh, my Lord.
Probably about 5 o'clock this afternoon, if you look up in the sky, that ain't the bat signal. It's the crown. It's the gold crown. It's up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Goatman. Goatman. Yeah, that's him. Oh, just look up there by 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, my Lord.
5 o'clock this afternoon.
What the hell has this world come to? You really think that? Listen. LeBron James played big time. I have no doubt about that. LeBron James, you know, I got him number 2 all time. I know people like Rich Paul and them getting on my damn nerves, acting like, oh, my Lord, it is an insult because you don't call him the greatest. It is not an insult. The league starts since 1947, and I got you as the number 2 player in the history of basketball. And you think I did everything but call him a child of God. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. Y'all are ridiculous. Y'all are unreasonable.
All right.
And when you get smoked in this series,
see,
you ain't going to have no choice.
You heard what I'm
saying? Hold on. Shay, let's get the bet on the record. So what's the bet? What's the official bet?
We're going to run it back. He already owed me dinner. He owed me a steak.
I owe him a steak dinner because I lost the bet that Anthony Davis wouldn't play 65 games this year. So okay. I lost that bet, Molly. Okay. I owe him dinner, okay? And now he's saying, let's double it up.
Double or nothing.
Lakers win tonight. Okay, so I'm saying they're going to lose tonight. I'll be happy if they win. But I think they're going to lose tonight. And if they and if the Lakers win tonight, then I got to double
up. He ain't going to be happy with that bill. We ain't good. As a matter of fact, ain't no telling how many people I could bring to dinner. $6,400 steak. You know that.
With your big ass self, you don't need to bring anybody with you. I mean, you're going to eat all the food you damn self.
No, Ash.
Okay. All right. Guys, we'll revisit this tomorrow. You should bring Ashley. She deserves it. But he only eats mashed potatoes.
Ash eat chicken, steak, fish.
Don't worry. Let's invite Molly. Then my bill will triple.
No,
she like to eat.
No, she want to drink a smoothie. We ain't having no smoothies at no restaurant at night. No. You can come if you give me that purse back.
Shannon.
Lakers.
Let's go. Get out of here. No
Lakers
shot.
Fall
no
tonight.
Shot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All right. After blowing a 31-point lead, the Clippers held on late to beat the Mavericks 116-111 on Sunday, evening the first-round series at 2 apiece. James Harden took over the scoring in the fourth, putting up 15 in that final frame, and Paul George chipped in 33. So the Clippers duo combined to score just on 96 of the Clippers' 116 points in the Game 4 win against the Mavericks. They became the first pair of Clipper players to go for 30 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists each in the same playoff game. Shannon, after that wild Game 4 where the Mavs stormed back but came up short, which team are you higher on? Would you go Mavs or Clippers?
I'm going to take the Mavs because I believe this is as good as we're going to ever see James Harden and Paul George play. They played sensational. And I said we needed to see the beard and we needed to see playoff P. And both of those guys arrived and not a moment too soon. Luka can play better than what he's played. Kyrie has been unbelievable. But Luka needs to get his efficiency up. Yeah, he had a 29-point triple-double, but look at how many shots and the inefficiency that it took to get that. And they were down 31. They stormed back to take a brief lead. And it took an unworldly shot from Paul George. He almost loses the ball out of bounds, Stephen A. He gets the ball, he dribbles, then he takes 2 dribbles, step back, and he drains the 3, and they never look back after that. And then James Harden was in control of the fourth quarter the entire night. I believe Luka plays better. He's more efficient. I still believe the Mavericks will win this series.
I think the Mavericks will win this series, but to answer the question directly in terms of who I'm higher on at this particular moment in time, I got to give the Clippers some love because that was a sensational performance by James Harden. That's why James Harden arrived with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeing. It's not just what he did. It's the fact that he had to do it because you didn't have Kawhi there.
Correct.
Paul George had to do what he had to do. You didn't have Kawhi there. They seem better without Kawhi than they do with him, to be quite honest with you. And we have to be honest about that. Paul George, Podcast P, I'm on his show earlier this summer. He's talking about he's going to play bully ball and he was going to do stuff. He showed up yesterday afternoon, particularly in that first half. They were up 31, lost the damn lead, but ultimately ended up winning the game, clearly because of James Harden, who outscored the spectacular Kyrie Irving 15-14 in the fourth quarter. Kyrie ended up finishing up with 40. I don't know what's going on with Dallas in 2 of the 4 games they've played where they just start off slow. They get themselves in a huge, huge hole. And the level of production that you're anticipating you're going to get from others, they're not necessarily giving you those other dudes, obviously. And Tim Hardaway Jr. not being in the lineup right now, being out injured, that certainly has hampered them as well. But I'd say be higher on the Clippers for the moment because no matter what we think about the Dallas Mavericks, if James Harden continues to play like that, that's a problem. That's going to be a problem for the Mavs.
But if you go back, you look at Game 1. Luka gets off to the hot start. He doesn't do anything in the second quarter. Kyrie has been slow. I mean, he starts off fast one game, and then the next game, he scored, 30 points in the second half. Right. They need to put it together. They need to balance this thing out. We know they can go nuclear for a half, but they're spotting the Clippers. If you look at the first game and this game here, they spot the Clippers so many points. It's such an uphill battle for them to get back into the game, and it costs them a lot of energy.
Right.
I expect Luka to play be a lot more efficient in Game 5 than he was in Game 4.
I want to say this on national television right here with you next to me, Shay Shay. Let me be very, very clear over here with my solo shot, please. Friday, over the weekend, I got on Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
All right? I meant it. What he did in Game 3 was inexcusable.
Yeah.
You sit up there, yes, he was going for the ball when he ultimately damn near clotheslined the dude, but you still knocked him upside the head and then act like you didn't touch him and was going off, right? You sat up there and shoved Luka Doncic on several occasions. One time you pulled you almost out. What if you had yanked his shoulder out of socket? What if you had dislocated his shoulder? Julius Randle's out for the season because of that nonsense, okay? And then after that, when P.J. Washington pushes you in the back because you did that to his teammate, you sit up there and you shoved the ref aside and you push him in there. People were making big noise about me calling the league office about it. I didn't call the league office to get anybody suspended. I called the league office because normally that would warrant a suspension. So I wanted an explanation from the league as to why you didn't suspend him, because when you covered the damn league, you don't just spout your opinion. You use the resources you have available. I happen to have sources in the league office I can call to find out why they didn't suspend him.
Right.
They gave me the explanation, made perfect sense. It says the playoffs, not the regular season. Had it been the regular season, we would suspend him, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs, there's a lot more at stake. We didn't want to do that to him. But he was clearly wrong, excessive. Russell Westbrook under control could help the Clippers immensely, as he has since he has arrived. But he didn't do that in Game 3. That was bad. You can't play like that.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, two playoff games tonight. Who you got, Shannon?
I got the Lakers.
Okay, what about Nuggets. Miami and Boston?
Boston.
Okay, so Lakers, Nuggets, Boston.
Y'all know Go. You know Go coming back to L.A.
I know he's coming back.
Yeah.
he's coming back.
He ain't going to Cancun.
He's going back.
He ain't going to Cancun.
He's coming back.
Mm-mm.